Good morning, everyone. My name is Kiwon. I'll be leading EMP today. The staff are away on their annual retreat this week, so the members of the board will be leading EMP throughout this week. Okay? So let's turn our Bible to Psalm 32. We'll be reading the whole passage. So Psalm 32, how blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquities, all in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent about my sin, my body was wasted away. Throughout my groaning all day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Selah. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. Do not be as the horse or as a mule, which have no understanding, whose trappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check. Otherwise, they will not come near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving kindness shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous ones, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. Yeah, let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father God, I just thank you for this morning, despite the rain and the wind, Father God, for bringing us together. Here to come before you in worship, Father Lord. I ask that the Holy Spirit lead me as I share your word, and may you speak in each and every one of us here today. I just thank you for this time, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, this psalm is written by David, presumably after he committed double sin of murder and adultery with Bathsheba. David says that he didn't confess his sin to the Lord, and guilt would come upon him, and it tormented him. Guilt from sin can affect us in many ways. It affects us psychologically. In verse 3, it says, when I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. David's conscience groaned all day long, and it's the feeling of heaviness that you feel in your heart and stomach. It can affect you spiritually as well. In verse 4, it says, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. We know that sin separates us from God, and David felt that separation through the hand that was heavy upon him. And our prayer and dialogues won't be heard unless we are right before God. Guilt can also affect us physically as well. In verse 4, my vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. You could lose your appetite, you could lose your sleep, you could just feel drained like when you're really feeling hot during the summer as well. So how do we remove this feeling of guilt in our lives? As believers, we all know that God died for us, for our sins of past, present, and future. But often we forget the blessings of forgiveness and fall back on this feeling of guilt again. And the guilt from our sins of past and present. But David recognized that first thing to overcome this feeling of guilt is to acknowledge and to confess his sins. It is in our nature to hide our wrongdoings, but this would only rob God of providing the blessings of forgiveness. As P. Sam said in many of his sermons before, we need to repent where it's a change of our mind and actions, not just the words that we just express for our repentance. It cannot be done on our own strength, but through God and the Holy Spirit only. So when we have repentance, we need to recognize God's forgiveness, and we just have to just move on, not dwelling on the guilt anymore. That is what exactly David did. He confessed, he acknowledged his sins, he repented before God, and he basically believed that God had taken away his sins and forgave him, and he basically made a choice to move on as well. Not only does God provide us with forgiveness, verse 7 says, God also provides us with a hiding place, a place where we can rest from all our troubles of daily lives. And he will teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. Isn't it comforting knowing that God's eye will be upon you so you won't be making the same mistakes again and again? So my daughter, Abigail, she's 5 years old. She's learning how to read these days at school. So she'll be taking a couple of books, one or two books from school library, and bring them home. And the exercise she needs to do is actually be able to read to us, either myself or Christina. And, you know, I've yet to figure out whether she's actually reading the words in the book or whether she's actually just memorizing the whole book, which is because it's a simple book, right? So she can actually memorize them and just repeating out of her memory. But in any case, she will get stuck on a word that she doesn't know how to read. And the first thing she does is she will look at me in my eyes, right? Trying to find direction of what needs to be said. I think this is what we need to be doing when we're in trouble as well. To look in the eyes of the Lord for counsel, for he knows where we should go, and more than willing to teach us which way to go. So we often try to do things on our own strength, and sometimes we won't get anywhere. It may not be the best option for us as well. But our God knows that, and he will teach us and lead us in the right way. So when we are forgiven of our sins, we should continue to trust in the Lord and rejoice in him, as in verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous ones, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. We need to spend time with him in prayer, to study his word daily, and also to listen to his small voice that he speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. And we need to lift our voice in praise and worship to the Father who never takes his eye off us. So can I ask Pastor Ricky to come up and lead us in worship? And let us meditate on three things today. First thing is there any sin that we need to acknowledge and confess to God? Or any guilt of past sins that we need to be removed from our lives? Let's lay them down before the Lord. And secondly, do we have our eyes upon Jesus Christ, from who will give us counsel and who will teach us and lead us? And lastly, let us really trust in the Lord and really rejoice in the Lord today that all our sins are forgiven and that it is taken away from us.
can't explain this kind of love, this kind of grace. And I know I still pray.
Pray together. Father God, we come before you today to confess our sins. I pray that you would really remove the guilt of our past sins, of our present sins, and also our future sins, Father Lord. Thank you for the blessings of forgiveness you showed to us on the cross. And we continue to look for your guidance in our daily lives, God. I pray that you would lead us and teach us each day, and let us continue to trust in you and rejoice in you and worship and pray, Father God. Yes, I pray all this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We'll turn to our... Thank you. Yes, so let's pray for those with cancer today. Just pray for a complete healing and pray for the families as well, Father. Let's also pray for those that are going through chemo and radiation therapy. Give them strength and physical health as well, just to be able to go through the treatments and, yeah. Let's pray for other illnesses and also just pray for, especially for their salvation as well, that they will find God and be saved as well. Let's also pray for other infirmities that the people of our church body is going through. Let's pray for a complete healing as well. Let's also pray for those that are looking for a job. Be able to give them peace as they are waiting for the right roles to come along, in favor with all the men and their interaction they're going to have as well, and looking for the job as well. Let's pray for Hong Kong, for the government and the wealth gap, and for a revival among the churches. Just lift up where we've been planted in this city. Let's just pray for Hong Kong. Let's lift up our staff. As I mentioned, they're on their annual retreat right now. So let's just pray for their safe trip, and also that you just bring unity among the staff as well. And just for them to be able to walk their daily life closely with God. Let's also pray for the worship team and also the sound and AV team. Pray for Pastor Nate and all the leaders and also all the members that are serving in this ministry, that they will really have the heart of worship and to strive for excellence in what they do. Let's pray for the hospitality team as well, for welcoming and barista, for their leaders, Pastor Andrew and Ashley. Just pray for also more servants to be able to join this ministry in welcoming and also in barista as well. And lastly, let's pray for the house churches that are meeting today. Garden, Hopewell, Kowloon, Lion Rock, OP Grove, Soho, and Westville. That your presence be with each of the house churches as they meet and discuss on the message. And that you would just be with the leaders as they're sharing. And yeah, just your presence be with them. just close us in prayer as well. Yes, Lord, really, Father, thank you for this day, for bringing us and just being able to pray all of these things to you, Father God, that we just really lay this down before you, whether it be sickness or the jobs that we're seeking, or, you know, all the fellowship and ministries that we pray for, Father God, that you just continue to lead us and guide us with your Holy Spirit. Give us lots of wisdom and physical strength as well for us today and the rest of the today as well. I just really pray that we would be able to really, really rejoice in you every day, because you are with us and you're going to teach us the way that we need to go, and so that we may be able to lay down any kind of burden that we have in our hearts. We lift everything to you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm kneeling here.